Now, what kind of applications are you seeing engineers use this printer for?
Yeah, it's a whole range, really. Like, you get your traditional product designers. Architects are really excited about not only it's very economic, it crosses the whole board, but it's very environmentally friendly. You know, the paper is biodegradable, the adhesive is biodegradable, so they really like that aspect. Plus, architects really like the white, the bright white, because color can sometimes, you might have heard, I'm sure, it can distract from the form. So architects are very keen on the product. We have some particular industries that seem to be natural draws: packaging industry, casting industry, because in the packaging industry, because our layering is 100 microns, 0.1 of a millimeter, we can get a very nice smooth surface finish inherently in the part without having to do post-processing on the machine. You don't have to sand it down to get a smooth finish. So, A, we can get something that represents closely, not exact, but closely to what the wood led to get an injected molded part or whatever part they want to package. But B, because we can build living hinges,
really?
We can actually build, yeah, so we can just build a part, and on the hinge material, in the computer-aided file, all you have to specify is that where you want something to be flexible, that thickness is maybe 0.2 or 0.3 of a millimeter. And when we slice through that, it'll only put one or two layers of paper at that location. So then when you take a part out, it actually becomes a natural hinge. So you can actually hinge the components over and back. And the great thing about paper, compared to plastic, there are other technologies, as you know, that can do that in plastic. Very, very expensive machines. But apart from that, paper doesn't work hard like plastic. So if you've ever come across with a living hinge plastic piece, if you flex that over and back 10, 20, 100 times, it's eventually going to break. Whereas you get a piece of lettered paper on your desk there, you know, you'd be here until after Christmas before you notice any effect from bending it over and back. You don't actually,
really?
It doesn't work hard. So
I would think the paper would rip or tear very easily.
It really depends. You can harden the parts, you can put resin in them, and you can move them before they get set, and they can still flex. They obviously don't behave in the exact path that a real hinge would work, because it's the whole geometry of the hinge is moving. It's a little bit different, but it enables packaging people to take what they're really worried about is the two halves of the mold and see how they fit together. So, you know, they might not necessarily be concerned about the path that the hinge would take, but they're more concerned that the two halves actually make contact and something can fit inside.
But it sounds like you could put some finishing processes on it to make it a bit more rugged if you needed
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
The big thing to remember about there is that it's not essential to post-treat the parts. If the part is rigid, like if it's the skull that you might have seen, the Neanderthal skull, like when you touch that part, it's a big, weighty part. You could let that fall on the ground. It doesn't break if anything, a layer might kind of delaminate or bend or something, but it doesn't. It's a different mode, but they're very durable. But if you wanted that to be waterproof, you can coat them in water-based resins. You can coat them as well in more harsh resins like cyanoacrylate, like a super glue, effectively, like a Z-bond, something like that material. But, you know, we want to keep with the ethos of the company to be very kind of green. So there are kind of water-based solutions. And when you have these parts dipped, you can add a whole range of other material properties to them. You can make them more flexible, more rubber-like. You can make them non-stick. You can make them hard. Like, we have a part that we use as a bottle opener, a little small component that when you dip it in resin and you let it dry, you can actually open a bottle of Coke. It's we can add a lot more functionality to the parts, but you don't have to. If the component can sit in an environment where it mightn't get wet, it's perfectly happy to sit there in an office environment.